Chapter 18, The Apostles Are Both Persecuted and Adored. This chapter is based on RSV. In Iconium as at Antioch, Paul and Barnabas began their labors in the synagogue of their own people. A great company believed, both of Jews and of Greeks. But as in other places, the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. However, in the face of opposition and prejudice, the apostles went on, speaking boldly for the Lord, and God bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Converts multiplied. The popularity of the message filled the unbelieving Jews with envy, and they determined to stop Paul and Barnabas. By false reports, they led the authorities to fear that the city would be incited to insurrection. They suggested that it was for secret and dangerous designs that large numbers were attaching themselves to the apostles. The disciples were repeatedly brought before the authorities, but their defense was so clear and sensible that the magistrates dared not condemn them. They could not but acknowledge that the teachings of Paul and Barnabas, if accepted, would improve the morals and order of the city. Through opposition, the message of truth gained publicity. The Jews' efforts to thwart the work resulted only in adding greater numbers to the new faith. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, and some with the apostles. So enraged were the Jews that they determined to gain their ends by violence. Arousing the ignorant, noisy mob, they created a tumult, which they attributed to the disciples. They determined that the mob should stone Paul and Barnabas. Friends of the apostles, though unbelievers, urged them not to expose themselves needlessly to the mob, but to escape. Paul and Barnabas accordingly departed in secret from Iconium, leaving the believers to carry on alone. But they purposed to return after the excitement had abated. In every age and land, God's messengers have met opposition from those who reject light. Often, by misrepresentation and falsehood, enemies of the gospel have seemingly triumphed, closing doors by which God's messengers might gain access to the people. But these doors cannot remain forever closed.